October 2014, Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the October 2014 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal Highlight. We are led by living prophets. Last year, when President Monson reached the milestone of 5 years of service as president of the church, he reflected on his 50 years of apostolic service and made this statement, "I assure you that the church is in good hands. The system set up for the Council of the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles assures us that it will always be in good hands, and that, come what may, there is no need to worry or to fear. Our Savior Jesus Christ, whom we follow, whom we worship, and whom we serve, is ever at the helm." President Monson, we thank you for those truths, and we thank you for your lifetime of exemplary and dedicated service. We sustain you, not only with uplifted hands, but with all our hearts and consecrated efforts. Elder Russell M. Nelson, Sustaining the Prophets, Ensign, November 2014, page 76. Prophetic Promise, Christ's Path. As we strive to place Christ at the center of our lives by learning His words, by following His teachings, and by walking in His path, He has promised to share with us the eternal life that He died to gain. There is no higher end than this, that we should choose to accept His discipline and become His disciples, and to do His work throughout our lives. Nothing else, no other choice we make, can make of us what He can. President Thomas S. Monson, Ponder the Path of Thy Feet, Ensign, November 2014, page 88. All are blessed by fasting. I bear witness of the miracles, both spiritual and temporal, that come to those who live the law of the fast. Cherish that sacred privilege at least monthly, and be as generous as circumstances permit in your fast offering and other humanitarian, educational, and missionary contributions. I promise that God will be generous to you, and those who find relief at your hand will call your name blessed forever. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, Are We Not All Beggars? Ensign, November 2014, page 42. Answers for you. Each conference, prophets and leaders give inspired answers to questions church members may have. Use your November 2014 issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. How are Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ one? See Robert D. Hale's Eternal Life, To Know Our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, page 80. What is a testimony and how do I get one? See Craig C. Christensen, I Know These Things of Myself, page 50. What do I do while seeking answers to my questions? See M. Russell Ballard, Stay in the Boat and Hold On, page 89. Drawing Parallels. Temples. More than one speaker sometimes address the same gospel topic. Here is what three speakers said about temples. We can receive inspiration and revelation in the temple, and also power to cope with the adversities of life. Sister Linda K. Burton, Prepared in a Manner That Never Had Been Known, page 111. By the nourishing spirit of the temple, we can learn the reality, the power, and the hope of the Savior's Atonement in our personal life. Sister Neil F. Marriott, Sharing Your Light, page 118. If we are to receive all the blessings God so generously offers, our earthly path must lead to the temple. Temples are an expression of God's love. Sister Jean A. Stevens, Covenant Daughters of God, page 117. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of the section, October 2014 Conference Notebook. Read by Charlene Stewart.